We have heard so many beautiful scripture readings of God's plan of creation, the great drama of salvation, the great words of the prophets shared with Israel through all their travails, and of course all of that reaching a climax with the Word made flesh, the Son of God assuming our nature, coming as the Savior, Jesus Christ. But we could be left with maybe the false impression that this salvation history as it unfolds in our readings is, well, a history, a past reality. And today we just receive that narrative as, well, it's a legacy that helps my meaning, my identity of my life. You know, can I know my people's story? You know, while salvation history might be important and is crucial for our meaning and identity, it is not simply a matter of, well, that was then and this is now. Like we stand apart from that history, from that plan in this modern time, somehow different from God's plans. My brothers and sisters, God's plan is still unfolding. Christ's victory is still taking hold of the world and in every succeeding generation until he comes again in glory. What was then, Jesus, his life, his death, his resurrection, the calling of the disciples, the working of the Holy Spirit, all of the opposition that they faced, the perseverance they showed, the sin and the redemption, all of this is still definitely now as well. What was then is now as well. And God is at work, and Jesus Christ is with us, and he's poured out his Holy Spirit upon us. And the power of the resurrection continues on and is at work within us and among us and through us. Now, still, the church, the body of Christ, whom the resurrected Jesus promised to be with until the end. And now the church, where the Holy Spirit is active and at work, no matter the human frailty, the jars of clay, of the different members and their weaknesses in any given place and time. This reality is present. And how do we enter into this great story of salvation? How does that become our story as well? Well, most fundamentally, when you receive the sacraments of initiation, these beautiful sacraments that some will soon receive, and for the rest of us, we have been so blessed to receive. It's in these sacraments that these moments of salvation, of God's grace, of his ongoing and unfolding plan take hold of us in Jesus Christ, according to the will of the Father. We are plunged into that plan through these incredible sacraments that the Lord himself has given to us. That's what St. Paul was speaking about to the Christians in Rome in our New Testament reading. Are you unaware that we who are baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. These sacraments, mystically, supernaturally, truly lead us to an encounter with Jesus Christ and join us to him. And that's why the Lord instituted them as part of his promise to be with us always until the end of the age. Pope St. Leo the Great says it so beautifully that what was visible in the Lord Jesus in his days has now passed over into his mysteries, into his sacraments. And the living Lord, the resurrected Lord, is with us in them. And this sacramental joining to Christ embraces our whole existence, not just simply spirit, soul, but mind, the renewal of our minds, our body, how we live in the world, our relationships, all of that embraced and comes to be a part of this newness of life that God gives us. For my brothers and sisters, or soon to be in Christ, those to be baptized, those to be received in the church, OCIA, RCIA, wherever we're at with that, OCIA around here, it's the end of a chapter, but it's not the end of the story. Now you will begin to walk in that newness of life in a deeper way, which, yes, takes its form, that newness of life, from the cross and the resurrection. You will walk in this newness of life, and the power of those two events, the cross, which will help us, help you in the hardships and trials of life to see how God who saves is at work, and the resurrection, that great mercy, the power that he can pour out upon us as we need it, these will illuminate and shape your life. And this class has just been a chapter in a much greater story that you are called to walk in. And given the great cost of this newness of life, the precious blood of Jesus Christ poured out for you, St. Paul then urges all of us to never turn back, but to keep pressing forward and following Christ. So he says, consequently, you too must think of yourselves as being dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. And this is not simply a matter for your own life. It is important for all the souls that the Lord will touch through you. And that's where, again, this message expands out to everyone here. The graces God has given us, the salvation he has extended to us, the newness of life he has established in us in Jesus Christ is not simply meant for ourselves, but is meant to then be extended, to be a part of Jesus' saving mission, his mission for souls, his mission for the world. We don't simply receive these sacraments for our own benefit. There's no way to hoard this newness of life. Indeed, the only way we keep it is by sharing it. Imagine someone who tries out for the football team, you know, and he's there in August, and he goes through all the ordeals of summer camp, everything, and finally at the end of it, great, he gets his jersey, his number, he gets his gear, and then he just goes home. Sweet, I got my jersey. Wow. And he just sits on the couch. Like, what a dummy, right? The whole point of this, you know, is to go out and win football games. So too with us. We have been equipped. We have been equipped in Christ with all the graces that God could give us, all the beautiful sacraments and the life of faith. We have, as St. Paul says, put on Christ. Now, let us go and share in his victory. To all of us, OCA participants this year, to every initiated Christian, Jesus tells us with absolute love and with great seriousness, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that fruit should abide. On this beautiful night of nights, the Easter Vigil, Jesus the Lord spreads so much before us. Illumination, waters of rebirth, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the bread of everlasting life, all possible only because Jesus willingly laid down his life for us. And in dying, he has conquered our sin and death and invites us to truly live in his victory. May this always be the good news that guides our life until we and our brothers and sisters, all of them, are with the Lord in glory.